Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Well, here's Dee without much of a voice. Oh my goodness, I guess I had to yell over so many people at this convention that I woke up with no voice. But my heart has a voice, so I'm here with all of you. I'm hoping that you can understand me because this is some really important information that I want to share with you. So I got the this all happened in 1 week, by the way. I got the information that I had to go from directing energy to saying I am the energy of. Now, I thought that's what we were doing. And so I kept testing. Okay, so directing energy is higher than I am the energy. And the channel said yes, which did not make any sense to me because all of this work is based on the I am principle. I had somebody else test it, the same thing. So during the privates, we started saying, I am the energy of. Then one of our community, Gregory Hansen, came over, and we were talking about it, and I had to go do something, and he went outside for a minute, and he said, Dee, let's go back and test this. And this is the part I want you to hear. When you are living in the state of love, it's the same thing. That's how important matching up love with what you want is, guys. Because you literally are the I am presence. That's how defining the state of life is in the creation of your life. And that's how we work together. So thank you, Gregory, for being there in that moment and bringing this in so I could bring it to all of you. You hear this happen on the show, and absolutely you hear it in the monthly webinars that we do, which we've got one coming up, by the way, that you're not going to want to miss about the teenager. So those of you that have done privates in the last week, week and a half, we are back to I am. I am love. I am money. I am health, etc. Now the I am without the state of love is not the I am. Okay, is there anything else to add to that? No. So we're going to balance that, invoking the symbol formula violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Okay, instead of me talking a lot, I'm going to go to the callers. If you can't understand me, tell me and I will repeat it. Doing the best we can today, guys, from Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, we're going to go to Miss Mary in South Carolina. Hi, sweetheart.
Well, hi there, sweetie pie. Such a lovely voice you have today.
Yeah, I sound like Lorne Bacall, right?
Yes, you do. But you're much prettier.
Oh, aren't you sweet? Aren't you sweet? How are you, Miss Mary?
Well, I'm doing quite well. Getting prepared for this massive surgery they're going to do on my husband, Roger. And hopefully that will relieve some of the pain in his back.
Great.
We keep running into obstacles that I just don't really have a question. I just wanted to congratulate you on the wedding and the new grandson and all the other things that you've been doing. I haven't even had time to sit down and write you a note, and I'm sorry.
Stop it. I know your love is always there.
Yeah, it is. But today I thought I'd try and wish you a happy Easter and tell you how much I love you.
Yes, happy Easter, everybody. Happy new beginnings, new life.
Yes.
You know, that's what this work is all about.
It is. And when you were saying what you were saying this morning, I just got warm, fuzzy feelings all over me. I always say, without even thinking, I am that I am.
Yeah.
And so when you were saying what you were saying this morning, it just felt, not that we were doing anything that wasn't good, but it just felt warm and cuddly and right.
Well,
to me,
it's just like the channel has always said, an expansion of our understanding.
Yeah.
Right? And
people.
People hear the words, whatever you want to create it with love. They hear the words, but they often do not move into the state of the love.
Right.
So, you know, those of you
that
want, it's a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to knock me over the head with.
Yeah, it's big. It's big, and yet it's subtle.
Yes.
So it's kind of, you know, you can miss it.
Well, you all have a love place. If you don't, you better find one.
Get one.
Now, they want to go back to Roger for a minute. And what the obstacles are about. It's, give me a song, Mary.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah. He just, sweetheart, he just is caught between the, the labor of staying here because he wants to be with you. And the freedom of going.
Yes, I know.
So just
what
understand.
Can I do to really, I mean, I keep trying to express in the gentlest way that I can that I support his doing what's best for him.
Yeah.
And as much as I'll miss him, I've never loved any better, more deeply than I do him right now. And him back, and I said, this is something that we're getting to share right now that we never have on this level before. And I'm grateful for this so much.
Well, what a wonderful outlook, Mary. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really
I'm trying to share it with him.
That's the highest thing you can do, is support him whatever decision he makes.
I'm trying to do.
Even if it's going back and forth and back and forth.
Yep. And we may be doing that for a while.
Well,
yep.
And that just gives you more time to share, right?
Yes. And I'm so grateful.
I know you are.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, sweetheart. I love you, dear.
I can't wait to see that baby boy.
I know. Me either. I probably have to
fly out and see you after that.
You come on out. She sent me a video of the first kick
that
she could see in her tummy, and I could see it on the video. It was very exciting.
Boy, you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah, I know. All right, Mary. Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, love you. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to Kathy in Kentucky. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, sweetheart.
I was hoping that the channel might be able to give me some insight into why I'm having so much trouble with particularly my right ear and being able to hear. It's staying clogged and uncomfortable. Well,
the first thing that came in, Kathy, and guys, I'm not a doctor. Anything I get is an energetic reading. That's your power side. And literally the words they're giving me is, I just don't want to hear about all my power.
Oh.
So what does that respond to in your life right now?
Well, there's a lot of changes going on in the place where I work, and a lot of them don't seem to be very positive going forward, just in general, not necessarily toward me, but just, you know, the situation for everybody concerned. So maybe that's what it is.
Well, Kathy, what the channel is saying is you're not directing what you want. You're watching things unfold. But you're not saying, no, I want peace, I want flow, I want communication. That's the highest word within the office. So look at what's not happening and then state the positive of what you want. And again, from the state of love.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I feel like I've been in turtle mode as far as pulling my head in.
Well, and the best way to be in turtle mode is not to hear and acknowledge.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
So energetically, that's what it is. When I say it's plugged or earwax or any of that, I get a no. However, if you are worried about it, you should go get it checked out, because just the worry about it puts the attention on it. Do you understand?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay. All right, you got your answer?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Okay, Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Excuse me.
Johanna, you're on?
Yep, I am, and I'm here. I recognize how empathic I am, because it took me a little while for it to be okay for your voice to be stressed, because I felt like she shouldn't be talking too much and all this stuff was coming up. I kind of even forgot what I was thinking of. But my question for the channel is the last time we talked, you brought up the thing of the core belief of I do not have permission to love myself.
Yeah.
And I feel that, or my experience has been recently that I haven't been moving through that. I have been moving through all the ways that I don't love myself instead of beyond that. And I have been saying, but maybe from what you said earlier, not in a deep enough state of love or whatever, but
okay, Joel.
I've been stating otherwise, but I've been feeling like I'm walking through caramel.
Well, that's a difference in directing energy in the state of love and directing energy in the state of wanting to get rid of it.
Okay. Okay.
See,
that's it.
Remember,
I got you. Yeah.
Our brain thinks in pictures, guys. So if you keep trying to fix things and get rid of things, your brain is going to focus more on having them. Do you understand?
Well, my brain's doing a very good job at that right now. Yes, thank you.
Well,
I got it.
You're in charge of your brain, so tell it what
yes.
you want it to think and focus on. And
so
sure
how would
you
restructure that statement of, I am the energy that gives myself permission to love myself? Is that how you would restructure that? I don't know why this is such a stumbling. I do know why, and I'm
well,
confessing
because
why.
You guys get so focused on the words. I am the energy who loves who I am.
Okay. Okay, that's it. That's
or,
it, and I know it's it because when you say something and it makes me cry, I know I got it.
Yeah, you got it. And you can say, I direct me to love who I am.
Okay.
It's the feeling of love. Now go to your love place and say it.
I direct me to love myself.
Can you feel the difference in the vibration?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what I want you all to do this week is practice love. In everything you want, practice feeling love. Okay?
Okay, and so if something's coming up and I don't know, and I'm not specific about the outcome that I would like, except I can choose that I feel love around this.
But you do know. You know you want happiness, flow, health, wealth, abundance, understanding, communication, those are all things that we want.
Okay.
And they apply to every situation. So, you understand?
I do. I do.
Okay.
I do. And there's nothing else I need to know except just practice that this week.
That's right. That's the highest
okay.
question, and that's correct.
Thank you for calling on me, Dee. I really appreciate it. I hope you feel better.
Oh, you know, I feel great. My energy's all great. I just have a sexy voice. Bye-bye.
Very sexy.
I choose to look at it with that perception. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning. Happy Easter. Happy
Thank
blessing.
You,
be grandmahood.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because I was doing
doing the search online for the show, and I saw a blurb. I'm like, she didn't announce it on the show. I'm like, is this like a fake news thing? Then I realized, oh no, she's actually going to be a grandma. That's on. So I was like, cool. Okay, question. So there's like an overlap of something. I am suddenly even more inundated with energy. Like I vibrate. It happens around my family always, but even more so. So I try to avoid them, but when I'm in their presence, and then even if I'm online and I open like a video or I'm reading someone's news, I'm suddenly like in flooded with energy. And then what I know to do to protect myself, to ground myself, is not enough.
Okay, Maria. Maria, hold on. Uh-huh. Be quiet a minute, baby. I love you, but okay. Be quiet.
Okay.
That is not what we teach. You have nothing to protect yourself from. And until you redirect that belief, you will always feel inundated by what you're calling negative energy. As you believe, it is delivered to you, sweetheart. I've worked with you since the first time you called in around this issue, my beautiful person. And I'm saying to you, this is a past life thing. And this life thing, and this life is life, you get to put it down if you so choose. But until you put it down, you will continue having these reactions through your belief system that there is energy out there to hurt you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
My other question was about, I was getting a lot of pain in my jaw in a certain tooth area, and there was no obvious external cavity. Is that something, I am looking to get a new dentist, so I am in the process of doing that, but is that something is best deal to deal with sooner or later, that some like invisible cavity, or it's just something else?
No, it's not an invisible cavity, but what they're telling me is I need the body book. I don't have it with me.
Okay.
So if you will email me and email me the exact tooth that it is,
okay,
I will get back to you sometime this week. I don't get back till late Monday. Okay?
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet.
No rush.
Okay, just the more exact the tooth, the better I can look it up in the book. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Bless
you.
Bless you all.
You too. Paula in San Francisco, you be on.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, sweetheart.
This is great today because it's exact. I was gonna, my question I'll ask in a second, but about love, being in the state of love, it feels like it's this huge expansion, and then we feel this love, and then we direct our thoughts. It's like a fire hose, and then it goes, you know, in that state of love, and then that's how you manifest.
That's it.
I don't know. Yeah. And just stay in that big, expansive state of love.
Yep.
Yep. And
I
that
get
is
up.
I am.
That is the I am. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you define the I am that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Yes.
This is how I start all my days today. My intention is to be love and to send out love to all people and all energy and magnetize love back to me in every way. And there's no place better than to experience that than at a convention.
It's true.
You know,
tons of people.
Yeah, most people think they're here to just sign pictures. I'm here for the exchange of love, and I get it all day long, from babies, from dogs, from people. From...
Sweet.
Okay, but you have to set your intention of what you want. That's why I tell all of you, direct your day every morning.
I did that today.
Good.
But can I might, yes. And I thought of you, how you wake up, direct your day. So my question has to do with, like, have these, like, nodules or whatever swollen on my finger, like my right index finger, and I just wanted to confirm with the channel, because I feel like it has to do all with judgment. And then my right finger pointing out is like when I'm judging others. And then on my left hand, in my knuckle, I feel like that has to do with my self-judgment. And because I feel like, you know, I'm just really observing all my thoughts, and so many of them are just judgments. You know, it's like awash in all of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a way, yeah. And so, like,
boy,
now.
Paula, good channeling, because you're right on about both those things.
Oh, thank you, because that's.
Yeah, that's really great channeling and self-awareness about yourself.
And so now I need to move in, because my belief that I'm really, 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 truly want to shift into to be is perfect health and fitness, and, you know, in love, you know, and is this my way forward, I guess, you know, just being in that state of love, and then everything, you know, will just smooth out or whatever.
Okay, go to your love place.
Mm-hmm.
That is what acceptance of yourself and everyone else feels like.
Yes. And just stay in that state.
Yeah, because when you accept, you're not in judgment, are you?
Mm-hmm.
When you love, you're not in the state of judgment. You're in the state of acceptance, aren't you?
Yes. I'm really, really focusing on that. It's
not
a matrix.
You're right on, sweetheart. Now, just know that it can happen right now. That's the next, you know, kind of challenge in our belief systems, because we think it has to take a while. I was watching my thought process when I went to bed last night about how I was feeling. And I said, no, I'm accepting that I heal myself now. Now, when I went to bed, I felt pretty crummy. I feel fine today. Now I have to speak my truth about my own power and my healing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
Hold
that's
on.
The big next leap.
Well, hold on. There's something else. They're going to use me here to teach you. Sheets, book. From her? Give me a movie.
The Way We Were.
Yeah, see, the way we've always been, guys, is needing somebody else to heal us, thinking that healing is out of our hands, thinking that it takes a long time, right?
Yep.
We don't want to be the way we were. We want to be the truth that we know now. We are the truth that we know now.
Yes.
We are the gods of our own health creation now. Now, let's all feel a lot of love around that. Because that's awesome.
Sure is.
Woohoo! Feel my voice getting better as we do it, too. All right. Thanks
yeah.
for bringing that in, Paula. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so much love in this community. Miss Jessica in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi,
I am. Hope you feel better. I got used to how you're speaking. I got used to the voice. my question is, I wanted to know if you could, if you're able to see when you see money coming in for my business or me getting another job.
Okay, Jessica, my work does not work like that. I'm not a psychic. So I can tell you that the money will come in when you're in alignment for it to come in. And there's one major core belief you need to get into alignment. Hold on. This page here.
Now, I keep working the energy. I mean, I know it's going to come. I just thought it.
Okay. Okay. So this is the belief. Are we changing any words? No. Some energy has to die before I am the creation of new energy. What comes up when I read that to you?
I'm thinking that maybe that has to do with thoughts. I'm wondering what thoughts.
Okay, good. That's the highest question, Sheets. But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Well, the whole time on this call, it's been rolling down a river, which I don't even think that's the words, or I don't know what the title of that song is.
I don't either, but that's where we're going. Rolling down a river. Well, that's interesting because rivers flow upstream. So, hold on, I'm waiting for the words. Basically, you're going the opposite way of what of where you should be going around creating money energetically. So when I say you love money, it goes right to no. You love money when you have it. That's a yes. But guys, again, anything you want to create more of, you love now. You love it into being. Do you understand?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to say that. But, you know.
No, that's how you betray yourself, sweetheart. So do you have a love place? No. Okay, a love place is anything you think of that automatically puts a smile on your face and opens your heart. I go right to my doggie or my daughter when she was little or Hawaii. So I'm going to give you a chance to find your love place. Let me know when you've got it.
Oh, I have it, but even that's sort of a mixed thing because it has to do with work. It's like related to work. But it's like bittersweet.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. That, see right there, that tells you you have a belief that things you love have to be mixed up with bitters, with something you don't love. Yeah. And that comes from your mom when you were little. So I want you to find some unconditional love.
See, the reason why that's tough is because it used to be my dog. It's going to make me cry. It used to be my dog, but he crossed over. So whenever I think of him, it makes me cry.
That's correct. And that's what opens your heart. You know he's standing there by you right now?
I know. I speak to him all the time, but it still makes me cry.
Well, guys, you know, I hear this on the show all the time and on the privates. Crying is a sign that your heart's open. So you just have to open your heart, sweetheart, and feel that love for your new job and the money that you are already magnetizing to yourself. And the more you say it's hard, the harder it will be. Do you understand?
You know, it's interesting because it's like I'm at this place that I'm really going for things that I love, and I get so excited about them, and I'm being patient, and I'm still being positive in the process, talking to myself, you know, it's going to happen, just be patient, you know, things are moving and, you know, coming together, but there's still that fear there. I mean,
yes, there's a fear that with the good comes the bad. And it goes back to when you were 3 years old, baby. So what were you taught, or what did your mother model to you about getting everything that you wanted or she wanted? What were you taught about that?
I don't know. I don't think my mom has really gotten anything she's wanted. And also, I think that's around the time that my brother was born.
Okay, so you don't really ever get everything you want. And at 3 years old, you're moving into your full power. And then your little brother comes and all the attention goes to him.
Yeah.
So it's easy to understand from a brain perspective why you have these beliefs. It's your job to tell yourself what you want to believe now. Okay?
So I'm just supposed to be saying to myself that I can get everything that I want?
I am creating everything I want, and it feels like love, and I love it. While you're feeling love for your dog. Okay?
Okay. And crying about my dog.
Yes.
Because I want him back to life. That's what I want.
For you. Well, then call him in through another dog, honey.
Yeah, that's the plan. I'm going to get a cat next.
I'm telling you, my dog Freedom, I know, is the reincarnation of my white shepherd, Savannah.
Yeah.
Exactly like her. Every mannerism, everything.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do this. But
yes.
No more saying it's hard. It's easy creating everything I want. Okay. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Susan, what's up?
Oh, well, I've good days and I have bad days. I feel like this year has been a little overwhelming because I've taken on so much. So I want to slim back a little bit and just kind of take things slower and easier. I'm feeling a lot better now, but I'm still kind of...
They don't like the word overwhelm.
Okay.
Out of control are the highest words. And you know from this work, Susan, that you are never out of control unless you allow yourself to be. Right?
Yeah, I do the breathing every day. Tuesday, you know, every day I focus on
you know, that day. It doesn't always go out the way I plan it, though, because sometimes I have no energy and I don't know where that's going.
I think everybody can say that, Susan, that every day doesn't go like they plan it. And our job is to positively adapt. You know, I could have gotten up and said, oh, I don't have a voice. I can't do my show. That never entered into my mind. I'm doing this show, period. They can bloody well put up with my voice to get the information. Okay?
Well, I'm thinking about doing things a little bit differently than I was planning on doing them because things have, my circumstances have changed. For instance, I'm thinking more of coming to Creation Station virtually rather than driving out there because I was planning on driving out there. I don't feel like it. I never know from one day to the next whether I feel like I can drive.
It's a higher choice for you to do it virtually.
A better choice for me to do it virtually?
It's a higher choice. Yeah.
A higher choice? I feel virtually would be much better for me. I really wanted to come out there, but I just don't feel like that's a good choice.
Well, then you have to follow.
I just want you to understand.
I keep saying you're your highest answer. So
right.
If you keep getting, now, that doesn't mean that gives you permission to go back to your drinking, Susan.
Oh, of course not. No.
Okay.
I have a really good breakthrough. We'll go through this during my next session, which I messed up. I finally figured out how to do it. Yay.
Good.
Goodness. I finally figured out how to do it. It took me a while. But I got it. I'm sorry I missed 1 month.
I will look forward to that. And again, the channel saying it was in your highest good to take that month off.
Really?
I guess.
Oh, that was a crazy month.
Okay.
I'm glad that's the past.
Do you have a specific question or shall we move on?
My specific question is, I've also planned on, I postponed my art exhibit. I wanted to do an art exhibit this year, and so I told them I'd rather do it next year because I just, well, with everything that's happened this year, I'm like, there's no way.
That I get is better for you to move on it this year and to follow
through. Move on to do the art exhibit this year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Because you need to prove to you that you can do this and follow through.
I just feel like I would have more to exhibit next year if I had more time to put it all together because I've got so much extra
You can do it again next year. But the follow through is what's important for you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay. See you virtually.
Okay. Okay, Michael, what's up?
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
This is one of the best seminars you've ever given. Every note I've taken is really high grade.
Well, good. What's your question?
I have a question for you. There are times I come out of sleep in just a really negative, bad place, and I'd like your advice on how to stay in a high-energy place, stay focused on all these great intentions that you're sharing.
Well, Michael, we have to go to what's happening during night, and you're playing out something. The highest words are you're playing out something you're fighting.
I am. You're correct.
Okay. So, can you move more into acceptance? Okay, if you accept what's going on, what do you want to do about it then?
What I want to do about it is retire at the end of the year and not have to ever deal with it again.
Okay.
Which I have put papers to do. I put my papers in.
Okay, so why are you fighting that?
You
already made the decision. You know what you want to do. You've taken steps to do it. So why are you still fighting it?
Let's just say that I was not promoted as others were. I did a lot of extra work and was actually penalized for it, and it feels unjust. And yeah, I know I can't do anything about it, but it takes a while for me to talk myself out of one of these negative states that I wake up in, or even wake up in the middle of the night in.
Okay, so Michael, what belief did you just state in what you told me?
I don't have control. Good work is not rewarded.
I'm always taken advantage of. I'm not held in esteem. I'm not respected. Don't fight changing that. That's your great gift that you're giving yourself at night.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Oh,
I am respected, and I am honored, and that feels like love. This will This also is going to greatly affect your home life.
Oh, it does.
Changing that belief within you. Okay? How I see myself, how I see the world, how I see the world seeing me. Right now, you're seeing the world seeing you as someone who is not respected and honored.
This is the single most important thing you've ever told me.
Well, guys, again, if you read the book Born and you break everything down and live it, you will have all the answers. You can test that that's a true statement when you get a chance.
It comes up, yes.
I know, because I didn't write it. They wrote it. Okay?
Thank you very much. The most important thing you have ever told me.
You're welcome, sweetheart. I share it with love. Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness, guys. I'm going to have to let you go just a little bit early today because I have to get down to my table. They were kind enough to let me come an hour late. So let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.